What's up and welcome to Under 10 Fitness. This is the show all about health and fitness under 10 minutes, giving tips, tricks, motivation, entertainment, talking about diet and nutrition, and there's workouts as well. You can get more podcasts at under10fitness.com. My name is Drew Smith. I'm a personal trainer, but I just love talking about health and fitness, and today I have a guest on the show, a fellow personal trainer, and my cousin, Jake. What's up, Jake?
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for making some time to come on the show.
Yeah, man. I'm excited about it.
What got you into personal training? Why personal training?
It was kind of a combination of a couple things. You know, I've been working out since I was like 14, since I started high school football. And it's always been something I've been kind of passionate about, but I've always kind of been like on the fence about like really, really being committed to it. And then after, you know, I went to high school, went to college. After college, I ended up joining the military, and I was at basic training and whatnot. And I just joined the National Guard, so I came back. And I was working, you know, a pretty good, like, 9-to-5 kind of job. And I was waking up every day at 4 in the morning to go to the gym. And, like, I found, like, a real passion for it. Like, I really loved doing it myself. And then I found out that I kind of had a knack for, like, motivating other people to go. And that I really enjoyed that. And I thought, you know what? Like, maybe this could be a thing that I can make a career out of, just, like, motivating people to be a little better.
You say knack, but people don't know this, but you're very tall. You're big, you're strong. Are you sure you're not just intimidating people into working out?
That might be a factor as well. I just try to like pick up really heavy things when people are around. I'm like, hey, you want to be like me? Let's do it.
You want to look like this?
I wear a lot of sleeveless shirts. Yeah.
Sleeveless shirts, no, do it every time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I actually, just lost my train of thought. You ever do that? And that's what just happened right there. So I'm sure I had something super inspirational to say that, but I completely lost it.
That's one of the things as a personal trainer, we kind of have to know on the fly how to work with people because body types are so different. And when you're in the gym and you're training and you're working with clients, do you have some go-to movements that you like to incorporate in everybody's workout?
Yeah, for sure. I like to stick to like the more compound movements, you know, movements that move multiple joints at the same time. And I think there's just a couple like basic human movements that everyone should be able to master. That being the squat, the push-up, the deadlift, and the pull-up. Overhead pressing, barring any shoulder injuries or anything like that. I think those are things that I like to work on most. And then, you know, some people just aren't able to do those like necessarily with a barbell or anything like that. So like you said, you got to be able to think on the fly and kind of like regress those movements, make them a little easier for more beginner clients.
Correct. So it sounds like you have a good base that you like to build everybody up on. And then do you notice as a trainer that, you know, everybody's different and that sometimes trainers and other programs that you see, people can fall into this cookie cutter program? Do you see that?
Yeah, I do see that a lot. And I actually had a conversation with one of like the gym employees, not actually one of the trainers yesterday, and he was kind of giving a couple of us a little bit of a hard time about, he's like, well, you guys don't really work that hard. You just stand around and tell people what to do. And I think that, he was mostly joking around, but, you know, I kind of took a little bit of offense to it because there's a lot of time that goes into it. Like you said, you individually program something for each individual client. That's a lot of work. And it can be easy to, like, go online and go to some of these websites where you just, like, plug in, you know, numbers and maxes and stuff, and they print out a whole month's worth of workouts for you, and you just give that to your client. And I think that's a real disservice, and I have seen several people fall into that trap.
Yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into it, and you know, that's a good starting point, I think, as trainers, because did you get certified, and if so, what program did you go through?
Yeah, National Academy of Sports Medicine, NASM.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of the top ones out there, and that's a great place for trainers to get a baseline. But is there any other place that you go to try to reference to get more content if you're looking for something specific for a certain client?
I'm always constantly researching because I'm kind of a nerd when it comes to like strength training and everything like that. But I think Jim Windler is one of my favorites. He's got his 5-3-1 program.
Yeah.
I read the 5-3-1 book, and I like to reference that But again, that's for more people who are like a little more advanced. That's not necessarily like beginner at all. But then you've got like Mark Ripetoe's like starting strength. That's good for someone who's kind of like intermediate, where they don't necessarily need to take baby steps, but they're not quite ready for like full powerlifting, like Jim Windler. So those are two guys that I go to frequently. And I mean, honestly, the NASM textbook. Like I've referenced that 2 nights ago, sitting up late writing on some programs for a couple clients. So. It'd be really helpful.
Yeah, it's been a while since I took the test. How was it for you? Was it hard? Were you studying and cramming in there?
Yeah, I was actually. I think I was pretty well prepared. I've actually told a couple people how much I studied, and they thought I was a little crazy. I literally read the textbook twice. But you know, like there's a bunch of like scientific terms in there, and I think I even told you that your episode on like creatine like actually made a light bulb go off. I had to read that. I read that chapter twice, and then I listened to your podcast about it, and I was like, oh, that's what they're trying to say. That makes sense. But yeah, so I read it twice, and then like as I was taking it, I was like convinced that I was failing. I don't know what it was, but I was like super concerned. I was like, I haven't got a single question right. Yeah. And then I like went through it and like reread it and checked it, and I still don't know my actual score. Like they just tell you if you passed or not, but I did really well once I went over it and checked all the questions. I was pretty solid.
Wow. Well, your clients should feel lucky that they have you as a trainer, that you read the entire textbook twice. It's a big book. Those pages are thin and the words are small.
Yeah, I mean it's a real textbook. It's not like a light novel.
It's a whole everything that a personal trainer needs to know, at least the basics, is in there. So, all right, and is there something that you like to tell your clients that helps motivate them, maybe a catchphrase or just a saying or something that you can help motivate somebody to hit the gym?
Yeah, one thing I like to say, and this is super corny, and I just like it for myself even more, but like I like to say, if you're not doing something to be the best, why are you even doing it? Or, like, to be the best version of yourself. So, meaning, like, why would you, like, come to the gym? Like, why would you take your time to pay a gym membership and everything like this just to, like, be mediocre and not be, like, the best version of yourself? So I think sometimes that strikes a key with a lot of people, trying to motivate them to not just be average, but to be, like, the best version of themselves.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the great things about fitness, is that you can always beat yourself or your old personal records. And you don't have to worry about, you know, beating other people. You can really just, it's all about you. So that's one of the things I love about fitness.
Absolutely. I always see it as a competition with the person in the mirror. You know, you don't have to worry about, you know, Jack over there who's huge and been working out for 18 years and he's got a six pack and everything like that. All you got to worry about is the person you see in the mirror and that person being better than the person you saw in the mirror a week ago, 2 weeks ago, stuff like that.
That's good. I'm going to start using that one. And we're coming up to the end of the podcast, but I also want to talk a little bit about what you do outside of the gym. You're a podcaster yourself. Could you tell us a little bit about your show?
Yeah, we've got a podcast called The Information Assault. It's me and my two really good buddies, AJ Beers and Brad Dyer. What we like to do is we like to just sit around with like cool people. Like we love to have guests, and like our biggest thing is like to have guests who are doing things that they like to do, like not necessarily falling into like the regular routine of like having a 9-to-5. So like we've had professional MMA fighters on, we've had professional tattoo artists and musicians and stuff like that, and just trying to get their word out, a little promotion for them, and see how they tick.
It's like a variety show, right?
Yeah, kind of. One of the things is like I was working a 9-to-5, and I quit to like pursue something that I'm super passionate about, and I can kind of make my own schedule. And the same with Brad. He was working a 9-to-5 and he quit to become a professional tattoo artist himself. And then AJ is trying to get to the point where he can start up this t-shirt company and quit his job as well. And so it's kind of like we see other people who have done that, like quit their job and like doing things that they're passionate about, and we just like really love to talk to those people and see how they got to the point where they are.
Nice. Well, we'll be sure to check it out, and I will put a link to your podcast up on the website. That'll be under10fitness.com/Jake, J-A-K-E. Make it easy for you. Again, Jake, thank you for your time.
Hey, yeah, appreciate it, man. I always love your time on the podcast. A lot less commitment, but you still get a lot of great information. It's awesome.
Yeah, we got to be out of here. No fluff. Well, a little bit, but not that much. I've got a time limit. So, again, thanks for tuning in. This is Under 10 Fitness. I'm Drew Smith. Thanks again, Jake. And as always, remember, stay motivated.